Members of Congress, the state of our union is strong.
Why can't they just go out, do that, then leave?
Right.
Done. State of the union. You come out. Yeah. Members of Congress, American people. Strong. Good night.
Walking out at this point. Crowd surf.
I love to watch because, you know, there's one group rooting for him.
That sounds so good.
There's one group rooting against him.
Yeah.
And I just love the bad shrimp faces.
Yeah. Oh, God,
love
yeah.
Love them.
There was a ton of that last night.
Especially when there's people chanting, USA!
Exactly.
USA.
They were purposely
like,
cutting at
like,
people.
I want to join in, but yeah. I don't want to join in.
Yeah.
Like, should I say USA? Because, so, what do I do? I'm just going to stand here and look mad.
Anytime there was something where everybody applauded, they always showed someone sitting down and making, like, the bad shrimp face.
Right.
Every single time.
Yeah, they need to play to the anger and the drama, and it's like being in high school. Trump did a great job. The first 20 minutes, he comes out, and he does nothing but stuff that everybody has to get up and applaud for.
Yep.
So the Democrats must be thinking, oh, this is going to be a long night. Because you can't not get up for the D-Day veterans. You can't not get up for Buzz Aldrin.
No.
No.
You can't not get up when you say the common good and breaking stalemates. Greatness over gridlock.
Exactly. All that. Some are getting winded. You can see them. All the constant getting
Pelosi
up and
was
down.
Like, oh, my God. I have to get up again.
Oh, and I wore these heels. This sucks. This sucks.
The clapping.
Exercise.
20 minutes. It was all stuff that everyone can agree with.
Burn a lot of calories.
This is one of those moments here. Trump urged Democrats and Republicans to work together.
Together we can break decades of political stalemate. The decision is ours to make. We must choose between greatness or gridlock. Results or resistance, vision or vengeance, incredible progress or pointless destruction. Tonight, I ask you to choose greatness.
Now, no one can not get up for that.
No,
right?
You can't, no.
No matter what party.
Nope.
It's like, yeah, greatness.
Got it, greatness.
We can't sit on our hands for greatness.
Nope, you can't, no.
No, you got to be seen.
Yep, got to get up. Let me get up again. Let me clap again. And sit down again.
I just posted on our Instagram a picture of Nancy Pelosi's face when Trump said, he was saying something about, you know, we can't have this America dream and all this with this and that, and stupid investigations.
Yeah.
And she just made this face like, yeah, okay, brother.
I would have said, this idiot behind me.
But 20 minutes, it was come together, veterans, space, American greatness, economic insanity.
Good stuff.
Which it's, you know, you could argue whatever you want about the rest of it, but the economy is nuts. Unemployment's the lowest, wages are up, job creation, manufacturing, coming back to the United States when it was leaving, African American, Hispanic employment's up, companies coming back. Cutting regulations.
Yep.
The United States is now the number one gas and oil production in the world, beating Arab countries.
Okay.
So these are all facts you can't dispute. So he runs through all of this for 20 minutes. And
right.
Everybody's like, oh, damn. I do have to applaud African-American jobs.
Can't sit down that one. Oh, my God. And then
I do have to applaud... Hispanics working.
Right. Got to.
Got to get up. Oh, damn it. Unemployment numbers are down. Son of a.
Can I sit down? No, got to get up again.
Yeah. I think it went on for an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, man.
It's a lot. So it's probably an hour speech. And then, you know, there's the 20 minutes of people got to stand up and clap. And
right.
And, you know, they got to zero in on all these people. Like this New York Congresswoman, Cortez, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
What's she going to do? Is she going to make a face? Is she going to sit down? Who cares?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Just listen to the speech.
Yeah. They're looking for that viral moment. Yeah. That face that could play in all over today.
Memes.
And Bernie Sanders.
Oh.
I mean, does he have any friends? Does he have any friends? Like, can one person tell him, dude, your hair.
Yeah. And your eyebrows.
Right.
Tame it.
Yeah.
We need a little razor. We need a comb.
Yeah.
And a little razor.
Yeah.
And some scissors.
Needs a Bernie.
Clip, clip, clip.
Yeah. Needs a makeover big time.
He constantly looks like the professor that sleeps in his classroom.
Yes. Right. Mm-hmm.
Like he just woke up. Oh, it's class. Oh,
right.
Oh, all right, get your books out.
Yeah. Warms his lunch over a Bunsen burner. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And he was doing something with his pen. He was like playing with his mouth with his pen.
Yeah.
At one point, they like showed a close-up. He's going.
Yeah.
Like he's like smacking his teeth with his pen.
What do you got, a wart over there?
What is it?
You know where that pen's been?
I don't feel my teeth anymore. I don't feel my teeth. $27. Huh? Yeah.
What? AD's right about those eyebrows, though. They look like they're growing out of his glasses.
They're feelers.
Yeah.
Like antenna.
Yeah.
See, now, it's one thing if you've given up. Like, my dad, towards the end, it was like, there was ear hair, there was eyebrow hair, it looked like feelers.
You become a Wookiee after a while, yeah.
I feel like that helped him get through the doors
exactly,
and stuff like,
right.
At night, you know?
Right.
But when you're potentially going to rerun for president of the United States, I don't know, if you can't manage eyebrows,
yeah,
how are you going to manage the country?
Exactly. He looks a wilder guy.
Yeah.
He always looks like he just took a winter hat off.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
Right.
Yeah. I had my
just
cap
came
on.
In from a day on the slopes.
I had my cap on. And he also, does he own any other suits? It's the same suit I saw when he was running. One suit. Yeah, when he was running for president.
Yeah.
So he only has one suit.
I didn't notice that.
That same brown suit.
See, I don't look at that stuff. They always have the red and blue ties, right?
Yeah.
And maybe a green. But the ties are pretty much the same.
Yeah.
I haven't noticed. He just always looks disheveled. Like
he does.
His shirt needs to be tucked in.
Right.
And his hair is just, you know, someone went up to him and went.
Who's a good boy?
His hair.
Hey, Bernie.
Bernie. Why you got to touch the hair? Why you got to touch the hair?
Why you got to touch the hair?
Why you got to touch the hair? Huh?
Why you got to touch the hair? No, but it was brilliant for 20 minutes. It was just all stuff people have to applaud.
Yep.
Which is annoying for the other side because they want to, you know, they can't wait to get to the part where I'm protesting you by sitting.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like very annoying.
Need the Chuck Schumer roll of the eyes and whatnot.
Right. We need all this. Oh, God. 20 minutes.
Right. The grim face Blumenthal.
But then there was plenty of stuff for that.
Right.
But he mixed in other stuff. Here he is talking about women in the workforce.
No one has benefited more from a thriving economy than women. Who have filled 58% of the newly created jobs last year. You weren't supposed to do that.
Thank you very much.
Hold on, stop for a second. Was he talking to all the women in white? You weren't supposed to do that?
I think you weren't supposed to do that. You weren't supposed to. I
like, get up and applaud?
I don't know if it was that, or you weren't supposed to fill, like, you know, like a joke, like you weren't supposed to fill that many jobs.
Mm.
Or, yeah, I'm assuming.
That's
I don't
how
know.
I took it, but yeah. I wasn't sure.
No, I don't think you would.
No, they stood up sort of
right.
As
the
like,
women in white were there all in white to kind of protest him.
Like a solidarity
like women
thing.
Yeah. In suffering.
So, the newly elected women all stood up to be like, well, we're here only because people oppose you so much kind of deal. So that was sort of his retort back to that.
Yeah, and I think he was saying you weren't supposed to stand up and applaud any part of this speech.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. All Americans can be proud that we have more women in the workforce than ever before.
There's another line. You can't sit on your hands for that one.
Right.
Right. Was that the end of the clip?
No.
No.
Don't sit yet. You're going to like this. And exactly one century after Congress passed the constitutional amendment giving women the right to vote, we also have more women serving in Congress than at any time before.
Don't sit. You did say sit. Right?
You could see some of them were pretty pissed though when they had to get up. There were a couple of bad faces.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, damn it, I gotta stand up.
Yeah. No, the whole thing. The first 20 minutes was really like an aerobics class for some of these elderly people.
It was.
Gonna get up again.
They're all stiff today. Like, oh, I can't get up.
Oh, my God. How many times did I have to get up?
Hey, it's Bernie. Someone sent a sandwich over here. I can't stand up, for Christ's sake.
Someone please tell Bernie some scissors, a little razor.
Don't they have a barber at the...
A congressional barbershop for the House and the Senate.
Just for the elected officials.
Free haircuts.
And they have the kind of tools.
It's all free.
So they need like wire clippers for those
eyebrows. It's pretty wiry.
Yeah.
Wiry.
Huh? And then he somehow, randomly, and only during a Trump State of the Union, a happy birthday song breaks out.
Yep.
Happy 81-year-old Judith Samet.
They wouldn't do that for me, Judah.
Well, there you go. And then now all the talking heads are trashing it.
Of course, yeah.
Right, it's got to be. Can't you just for 5 seconds?
Yeah, just shut up.
Yeah, we could work with the president on these things.
Right.
Everything else, forget about it. Right. Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah, I passed out for 10 minutes at one point.
You did a Bernie Sanders?
I did. I nodded off and woke back up again.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm back. And it's still going.
Exactly.
Right. Janet in North Haven.
Hi, I just want to make a comment about Bernie's hair.
Yes.
Yes.
With Trump's hair, the mess that's on top of his head, I wouldn't make fun of Bernie.
Actually, his looked better yesterday.
At least Trump knows what a comb and some hairspray is.
Yeah, actually, his hair looked great last night. He cut it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're talking
about
this?
I feel like Trump's hair has been well covered.
Yeah.
No? Like, for, 3 years?
Pretty much. And still going on.
All right, thank you, Janet.
All right.
That's exactly what this country is now.
Yep.
Right? Well, you can't make fun of his hair. Let's make fun of that hair. And you can't do that unless you do that.
Actually, I thought last night...
It's called freaking comedy.
Trump's hair looked better than usual. They worked on it. Yeah, it wasn't like total like comb over. Actually looked
good. Hold on, let's go to our official hair correspondent on the Chaz and AJ show. AJ with more on the president's hair last night. AJ.
Last night, President Trump entered with a stunning coif. Matter of fact, it was probably the best looking I've seen his hair during his whole presidency. Back to you, Chaz.
Thank you, AJ. I didn't notice that. I'm going to have to look that
up. Yeah, it looked good. Because I was thinking, I'm like, oh, wow, his hair looks good. It was nice and colored also. It wasn't like, you know, because sometimes like the top part gets really blonde and the other part looks orange. Mm-hmm. They worked on it. They definitely worked on it. Now, Bernie could use a little touch-up.
A team of presidential hairstylists.
They did, yeah. Bernie's got to stop going to Mr. No Frills Haircutters or just a car wash.
It didn't really look any I'm looking at it now. It doesn't look, it pretty much looks the same.
Look closely. If you look at it, like one from like a week or two ago, you can see it's closer to his head now because for a while he was getting the Fezziwig thing going on where it was like coming out like, it was like kind of growing sideways.
I like how during the campaign, he, you know, sometimes he would wear the hat, sometimes he wouldn't wear the hat. Then there was that picture of him standing somewhere. I don't know if it was near a helicopter or a plane, but. It's standing up, and you can see how friggin' tall it is.
Oh, yeah.
It was like this massive tree.
Yep.
And then after that, anytime he was outside, he had the cap on.
Right. That's in case you come across a bear you want to seem taller. So you raise your hands and your hair.
Good strategy.
And it gives you the effect you're 10 feet tall. The bear runs away.
Right.
Or like Democrats. Or Democrats, one of the two.
It's like a tidal wave.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not really seeing, I don't see what you're seeing, AJ, with the hair.
I pay attention to those things, so.
It just looks a little more plump.
I'm looking at it. It doesn't.
It looked a lot better than usual, in my opinion.
And that hair is real, right?
Yeah, it's real, in my opinion.
According to Jimmy Fallon, right? Remember?
He had him.
Touched it up. And everything.
Yep.
But it's just got to be one of those swirls, you know?
Yeah.
It's just so long.
There's definite stuff being worked on there, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big, the biggest comb over, I think, in the history of America.
Right.
There's a lot going on there.
Yeah, but again, look better than Bernie.
Yeah, that's all we're saying is, you know.
Yeah.
There's one person who has a comb and some hairspray.
Exactly.
and apparently a lot of it. And then there's another person who doesn't even know what those items are.
Has unwrapped,
or doesn't care.
Or has unwrapped gum in his pocket.
I think it's that. He doesn't care.
Doesn't care.
Right. Going for the Einstein look, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, the nutty professor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, where did I put my... has anyone seen my test tubes?
It's in your hand, Bernie. Right.
Oh, thank you. Right. Where's my glasses?
On your head.
On your face.
Right on your face. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Chaz and AJ Sports Buzzer, powered by Road Ready Used Cars.
We sent Stashball out to the Patriots Parade yesterday, and here is the best of him interviewing people on the show yesterday.
Excuse me, sir. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Larry from Lowell.
All right, Larry. How many parades have you been to for the championship?
My first one.
So you're popping the cherry on this.
I love that you left the awkward pause in there.
Yep, really.
Hey, I'm popping the cherry.
That guy's like, what do you know about that?
Okay.
That was number one first question.
Like, yeah.
I felt right. Like that's how we start. That's how we're going to start.
Yep. Exactly.
What jersey do you have on?
Trump.
Go Trump, huh?
Yeah.
Boston.
Nice.
What's your name? Where you from?
My name is Bob DeSilva from Lowell, Massachusetts.
A lot of people from Lowell down here today.
Yeah, we get it in.
You get it in?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Do you have any messages for Rams fans?
No, they're a cute little team. They did good.
They're a cute little team.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear the craziest thing so far? We've already had one standing ovation. It wasn't for any players. The loudest standing ovation was for a Pabst Blue Ribbon truck.
Of course.
Crazy.
That's a surprise, man.
Oh, and the guy driving has got sombrero on.
There's nothing that says party more than a sombrero.
Right.
Find the person who looks the drunkest.
Yes.
Have you guys had anything to drink this morning at all? Or?
No.
None?
Nothing. Grim AD, we're normal alcoholics, right?
No.
No, we're sober.
Any messages for Roger Goodell?
Yeah.
Any messages for Commissioner Roger Goodell at all?
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm with the local radio station doing interviews at the parade. You guys got a couple minutes at all or not?
I was supposed to be at work, brother.
Oh.
Yes.
That's the mayor.
Excuse me, can I talk to you really quick on air about the parade?
Yeah.
You going to try to find any drinks?
Any drink? No.
No. What about the good stuff, you know what I mean?
The good stuff, I'm not going to try and find that either.
I
think Stashball asked him if he's going to be looking for weed later.
Right.
Yeah, the good stuff.
The good stuff.
If you know what mean.
He's like, no comment.
That drove him away.
Yeah.
In a span of 30 minutes, we've gone from a few thousand to even more thousands.
Is that an exact number?
Right.
What's the name? Where you from?
I'm Joe Walsh. I'm from Ohio.
Joe Walsh.
Any relation to the Joe Walsh?
No, he is Joe Walsh.
Do you expect this parade to be better than the actual Super Bowl?
Yeah, probably.
It's going to be more action.
Do you have any messages for Roger Goodell at all? You suck!
Yep, knew that was coming.
Yep.
You suck. How about any messages for Jared Goff and other Rams
fans?
Jared Goff,
overrated. Suck. Straight up.
Get it together. Overrated. Get it together.
Can you get together, you young okay. All right. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Tyler from Raymond, New Hampshire.
All right. Have you had anything to drink so far?
No, I have not.
Are you going to drink anything?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's your go-to alcoholic beverage?
Fireball.
All right, Stashball, where are you?
I'm right in front of the center plaza. Looks like people are cheering for the parade to get started. Oh, no, they brought out another football.
There you go, see?
I love it that people wait.
It's coming this way. Here we got a spike. Dude, nice spike. What's the name? Where you from?
My name's Eric Brooks. I'm from Cumbersbrook, New Hampshire.
Nice catch, Eric.
I have to do the grunt spike.
What's your message to the city of Los Angeles? Anything.
I hate Los Angeles for the passion.
It was going well.
That's 90 minutes before the parade even started yesterday in Boston. Man kills mountain lion. Vape pen kills man. I know it sounds like a riot at the Patriots parade. It is not.
Oh.
Let's start with the mountain lion. A guy is jogging in Colorado. He's jumped by a mountain lion. Mountain lion bites his face, his arms, his legs, his wrists.
Rock, rock, rock.
This man kills the mountain lion with his bare hands.
Oh.
And I really have to disagree with how this story is written.
Okay.
Oh.
All right, because I'm going to read you how it's written.
Okay.
I rewrote it.
All right.
This is the original line. A man jogging on a trail in Colorado is lucky to be alive after a mountain lion lunged at him. He is not lucky to be alive. He fought for his life. Lucky is you're fighting a mountain lion and a rock falls on its head.
Right.
Wow, that was lucky. That rock took him out.
I ain't got no bones in my head.
If it wasn't for that rock that fell on his head, I'd be dead.
I'd be unlucky.
I'm lucky to be alive.
Right.
No, this man fought for his life. This man said, oh, not today. Not today. Mm-hmm.
Not today, ML.
A spokesman for Colorado Parks and Wildlife, Rebecca Farrell, said they will investigate the animal.
That's why we're doing the necropsy. Our veterinarians will take a look to determine whether there was any kind of disease, if he was maybe starving, or if it just so happened that as a young cat, he was still kind of learning his hunting instincts.
Oops.
How did that work out?
Mm. Well.
Poor mountain lion.
Mm. Mama was like, don't put too much food on your plate.
Right.
Don't eat with your eyes.
Right. Try to eat the eyes, actually. Put them in the face.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You have to wait until you're a big mountain lion before you start eating people.
Right.
Eat the small things.
Poor thing wasn't paying attention.
Chew your food.
Chew your food, guy.
Yeah.
You're an animal.
Have an appetizer first.
Jesus. Is that unbelievable? It's unbelievable.
How?
Yeah.
I want to know how he won.
I want to know everything.
I wish there was a video.
I want a reenactment. Mm-hmm. I want to know. I want to talk to him. I want to know everything. Did he choke this thing to death? How do you kill a mountain lion? You break its neck?
His breath, perhaps?
Do you have a pocket maybe. Knife?
Maybe he crapped himself?
Might have. Died of disgust, yes.
Yeah. Maybe he crapped himself and the mountain lion jumped off a cliff.
Or his hands were freezing. Your hands are freezing!
Yeah. Jesus. This guy went bananas.
Mm.
Running alone, it was... Horse Tooth Mountain Open Space. Horse Tooth.
Right.
That's what it's called.
That's next to Toothless Earth Dog.
I want to know how that got its name.
Horse Tooth?
Probably a horse walked through, was eaten by a mountain lion. The only thing left was the tooth.
Uh-huh. Or a horse.
We'll call it Horse Tooth.
Or it lost a tooth there.
Wait, hang on. The runner's name has not been released. He fought off, killed the cougar, and then hiked out of the area and drove himself to the hospital.
He's a man.
Just Chuck Norris?
That's amazing.
Yeah. Facial cuts, wrist injuries, puncture wounds to his arms, leg, and back.
Ooh.
Chaz and AJ.
They said that he strangled it.
Strangled it.
He strangled it, right.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Strangling, breaking neck.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what they were saying on the news last night. They actually strangled the cat.
Yeah. Jeez. Okay.
I know. Amazing.
I know. That's
good
crazy.
Good for him. Good for him.
That cat right
him.
Before it died had to say, damn it.
Yep. I should have brought my gun.
If only I had a gun right now.
If it had a gun, it would be a different story.
All right. Thank you for that. Man.
I mean, technically, the jogger was invading the mountain lion's territory, jogging the trails like that.
Okay.
But, just saying.
Yeah. That's true.
You should jog along the street where there's no mountain lions.
But the mountain lion picked the wrong person.
Mm. Apparently so, yes.
Yes.
Yep.
That's what happens.
Yep.
And it happens on the road rage.
Yep.
You flip that person off and then you're like, crap.
Oh, wow. It's a mountain lion driving the car.
All I wanted to do was give the finger.
Oh, my God.
That's it.
It's a jogger.
It's the Colorado jogger.
It's the guy with the big hands.
Right. Oh, tell me anyone at work is going to mess with this guy.
Right?
Trust me, someone will. There's always that one dick.
Like, I could have done that.
Right.
No big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you do? Breathe on him with your nasty breath? Is that what happened?
Oh, every media outlet in the world is probably trying to get an interview with this guy.
Smart not to release his name then.
Yeah. Let him have his privacy.
Yep. With those holes in him. The holy man.
Right. He drinks water now and he's like a lawn sprinkler.
Yep.
Jesus. What's the temperature now in Colorado? It depends where you are, right? You're up in the mountains. It's cold.
It's got to be cold if you're hiking, right?
Yeah, I would think.
Oh, he was jogging.
Yeah, jogging. Right. Horse tooth, open space. Let's just see.
Right. Yeah. Temperature.
And the only reason I ask is I'm trying to picture how much clothes he had on.
Right.
Well, knowing joggers or running pants.
Yeah, knowing joggers, probably like those thin pants and like a
spandex.
Sports bra.
It's not true.
It's chilly there.
What's the temperature?
It is right now 14. Degrees.
That's the guy he's going to be telling his grandkids. I once was attacked by a mountain lion and I choked it to death.
The kids will go, Grandpa, you're drunk again.
Okay, Grandpa.
Drunk again, huh, Grandpa?
Yeah. Time to change your diaper.
Grandma said you were crazy.
Okay. Whatever you say, Grandpa.
Ooh.
Now, let's talk about the other side. Guy kills mountain lion. Vape pen kills man.
They say he stopped vaping.
That's
in Texas.
Oh.
So what was this, a vape pen the size of a baseball bat?
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Everything is bigger in Texas.
Everything is bigger in Texas.
It's an Alamo version.
A Fort Worth man. Fort Worth is right out of Dallas. It's Fort Worth and Dallas are almost the same area.
Right.
It's kind of the same thing. It's like Dallas-Fort Worth.
They are the same market, though, right?
It's absolutely the same television radio market. But it's, you wouldn't even know, you know, you're cross, you know, it's all city.
And no man's land for vape pens.
Fort Worth man has died after a vape pen exploded in his face.
Ow.
In the face.
Severed a major artery.
Oh.
Damn.
See, now, if you just scrambled all the facts from these two stories, mountain lion, artery, death, jogger, vape pen, I would put the severed artery dead with the attack of the mountain lion.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the vape pen, I'd be like, he's in the hospital now, and they didn't release his name.
Right.
Right?
Just got embarrassed.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
24-year-old William Brown's grandmother said he purchased the vape pen for the very first time after hearing that it might help his asthma.
His asthma?
That sounds weird to me.
Yep. Well, it is Texas.
Can we get some fact-checking on this from the tribe? Vape pens? Asthma?
I would think
help?
Yeah, one would cancel the other.
All
sure.
three can be in the same sentence without the word not?
Maybe that's what he just told his grandma because he didn't want to say, I'm a smoker. Yeah,
yep.
That's it.
Wait, guys lie to their grandmothers? The hell say?
Grandma, it'll help me with my asthma.
Oh.
May God strike me dead if I'm lying.
Right. Let me just open this pen. Right.
Blood.
Artery.
Right.
Dizzy. Right now. Him and the mountain lion have wings going, oh, yeah, that was pretty spooky.
Yeah.
That was weird. Dumb. That was weird. I worked out, huh?
Him and the mountain lion are at the gate.
Ring, ring, ring.
You're not going to believe what happened. Oh, no. You're not going to believe what happened to me.
Do me first.
This freaking skinny jogger choked me out.
Right.
Oh, really? I was killed by a vape pen.
Well, you win.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
All right, you go
embarrassing.
First.
Embarrassing.
You go first. Want to hang out? Okay.
Yeah, so she said he sat back inside the car to use the device when the battery exploded.
Ugh. It's really been hard. Just unbelievable that this had even happened. He popped it and exploded. And that's when it shot across his mouth and it was that way over here.
Oh, that way over here.
I feel very bad for her.
And yeah.
It's a horrible loss. But is this even possible?
I couldn't tell
you. Are we going to come to find out that he was doing meth and it blew up in his face? Or
right.
Yeah.
A vape pen exploding, has anyone ever heard of that?
Well, the battery. It was the battery.
Battery.
So, I mean, cell phone batteries have exploded. They had to ban some from coming on airplanes for a while because they couldn't figure out what was going on.
Yeah, one blew up some guy's pants.
So if it's the battery.
Force to kill you? I guess if there's just a little tiny piece of metal that flies the wrong way, like into an artery.
Like projectile.
Yeah.
If it's close enough to like your face and like, your neck and it's unprotected.
Apparently
like
he got from James
Bond.
Well,
Bond's if you're
Q.
vaping, it's going to be right in your face.
I think Q made the pen for him for James Bond.
Yeah, it was James Bond
exactly.
vaping.
Right.
James Bond somewhere is like now trying to fight someone off. Like, what the hell, Q?
I'm just getting smoke.
Chaz and AJ. Hey.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Alex in the truck.
Hey, you're on, brother.
Hey, I just got to say, the sound effects you guys make with these stories is awesome. I just spit my orange juice all over the windshield, and now I got to pull over and use paper towels and clean it off.
Oh, well, we're sorry about that.
Yeah, but thank you.
But thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank God it was a vape pen.
Thank you, man. Looks like you just had a vape pen explode. People waking up hungover.
Yep.
From that Patriots parade. Chaz and AJ Sports Buzzer powered by Road Ready Used Cars. Jimmy Altman with Fox 61, the super award-winning talent there, was assigned to cover the Patriots parade, and he's still alive to talk about
it. Still hungover, yep. Chaz and AJ, yeah. We partake at Fox 61. We won't have as much fun as everybody else did there.
What a blend.
That was, first of all, it's good to be on with you guys again. Say hi to Pam and Phil for me, too.
They're right here, and it's always an honor to have you on. Thank you, Jimmy.
No, hey, Jimmy. I appreciate it, Chaz. What a spectacle. I mean, we were on Boylston Street in Arlington, which is sort of one of the main thoroughfares in Boston, and it was to the sidewalk deep with fans. From the street to the sidewalk, just stacked with Pats fans. You would think that they're so used to this by now. But no.
I thought on
a day like yesterday, right, it was a record high.
Right, the weather.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cabin fever, record high.
And then it was over 60. The season was, they weren't expected to go, so it wasn't like an undefeated season. It was they weren't expected to go. They go, they win, and then perfect day. It was all of the... I don't want to say stars, but like full moons.
It was because of Brady.
Aligned, yeah.
Yep.
There was a lot aligned in Boston yesterday. I mean, do you ever count out Tom Brady, though? I mean, do you ever think, do you think Patrick Mahomes or Jared Goff thought, I'm sure they thought they could win, but it's Tom Brady. And he's done this, they've been 9 times, right?
That's the thing. At the end of the game, when there's still a chance and Brady walks on the field, you think, here we go.
Yep.
It was special yesterday. I mean, I think that, like you said, like all those stars were aligned, and there were so many people that came out to enjoy this because, you know, the weather. And they were saying yesterday, I didn't hear what the actual count was or what they estimated, but they were saying could be close to 1 million people.
That's insane.
1 million people.
There was one shot I saw from one of the duck boats. Edelman was on it, and they were showing the shot out to the crowd, and they must have been right where they were going to do the speeches and stuff, because
right.
It was just a sea of humanity.
It's interesting. They didn't do speeches yesterday, though.
Oh, really?
They decided not to do speeches. They did the parade, and boy, do they know how to put it. By this time, they know how to put on a parade in Boston. You know, yeah. I mean, they've done this so many times. But there were so many people there, and largely, you know, of course you're going to be in a good mood when you have something like this, but it seemed where we were, everything was fairly orderly. I mean, there was just a lot of grateful fans and just enjoying themselves. But we were thinking about this, and can you imagine being a 17-year-old kid who lives in the Boston area, how spoiled you are?
Very.
Yeah. I think somebody in one of our clips we're going to have coming up, and Stauschball was talking to people, that a 4-year-old in Boston has experienced more world championships with hockey and basketball and baseball and football than like a 60-year-old man in New York City.
That, so if you're, let's just say you're 17 and you're able to, you can remember stuff from the time you're 5 on. So if you're 17, right, you've been to 12 parades, right? 6 Patriots, 4 Red Sox, a Celtics, and a Bruins. That's a lot of winning.
It's a lot of winning.
I mean, how spoiled. I'm a Washington fan because I'm from Washington.
Yeah.
Caps won the Stanley Cup. It was like the greatest thing ever. We hadn't won anything in 24 years since the Redskins won a Super Bowl in 92.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when the Washington Bullets won. They were the Bullets back then. That was 1978. That was the greatest day ever.
Yeah. They celebrated that Stanley Cup win for about six straight months,
yeah.
though.
Yeah. It's more special.
That's kind of coming back on them now, too.
But it's more special for you now.
And the fans were so excited. They were so crazy. I saw this one clip of Jimmy on the street, and he's surrounded by fans, and he looks like he's scared. Like, you ever see those war?
I was not.
Yeah, it looks like surrounded. One of those war correspondents right. that they're right. thinking right now things can turn.
I was thinking Custer.
Yeah, can you play the clip?
We're in Boston. They want to know the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Let's go!
Let's go!
This is not the clip. So oh. I saw it on Instagram last night, but you're surrounded by people. People are crazy, and you could barely hear what you're saying, and you say, I'm at the Patriots parade.
that wasn't the clip. That was actually pregame.
Right.
Before, when we had gotten there, and then once the actual parade started, I was really, literally, like, engulfed
yeah.
by fans.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're
they were
surrounded,
so excited
and they're
about
all
of this.
They're all hammered, and right. you're standing there, and you're just looking into the camera. I'm at the Patriots parade. I'm dead. Jim Altman.
They never get sick of it. They say it never gets old. That's what the placards were yesterday. Never
yeah.
gets old. Never they appreciate old. It. And, you know, it's a great fan base. And, you know, this is never, ever going to happen again in our lifetime. There's never going to be a dynasty like this. Not in the way free agency works now. It's never going to happen. So I think they all recognize that and realize that. But we're bearing witness to something that we'll never see again.
Yeah, no, and it's that's why I was rooting for them. You know, I think people were rooting against them because they win too much.
Yes.
And you were one of those people,
I was
AJ?
One of those people, yes.
I'm one of those people. I want to see this now. You know, if my team's not in it, I want to see them win. I want to see this happen. This is history in the making.
I say share the wealth.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the people also, Chaz and AJ, think that this might be the end. You know?
There
and
you go.
That. You know, you've got Gronk, who's just, I mean, he's awesome. What a show he put on yesterday. That guy knows, he likes himself a parade. That guy had his shirt off, and he's, like, flexing for the crowd. He was like Hulk Hogan on the duck boat yesterday. But,
that's funny.
You know, who knows if he can come back and play 16 games or if he'll even play again. Brady says he's coming back. But, you know, how do you continually do this? Year after year after year with all these different moving parts. And Belichick seems to be able to do that every year. But you just wonder, is it finally over? You can never count them out.
Right. Yeah, but nice job covering that, man.
Yeah,
if you were like
thanks.
Inside the melee. So
no problem. I love it. Bring it on. Bring it on.
Thank
Bring
you, it. Brother. Jimmy Altman, Fox 61. Thank you.
Guys, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Always.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you, Alan.
Dumbass.
Brought to you by purplefuels.com. When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com.
Yeah!
Ghost in student's apartment likes to wear women's clothes. University of North Carolina student and her roommate had become suspicious when items were disappearing and handprints were left behind on a bathroom wall. Maddie, a junior at the college.
Since I've been living here, I've been, like, having pieces of clothes missing, like shirts, pants. I have a handprint on my bathroom wall, like, and on my mirror.
Mm. Like I said.
Scary.
She's a junior at the university. She thought it might be a ghost when she heard something in the closet.
I just hear rattling in my closet. Like, it sounds like a raccoon is in my closet. Put my hand on the knob, and I'm like, who's in here? And if somebody answers me, he's like, oh, my name's Drew. So I open the door, and he's in there wearing all of my clothes, my socks, my shoes, has a book bag full of my clothes. He had these pants on, like actually on his body. And I told him, I said, you need to take my clothes off.
No problem. Here you go.
Now keep
I
them.
Thought you'd never ask.
I was hoping you'd say that. This is so hot.
Drew, you have to take those clothes off.
This is a big problem. Big time problem.
Huge. Yeah, the closet, Drew.
The dude was living in her closet.
Yes.
So weird.
Very weird.
Did you see his mugshot?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
there's
I
a picture
sure did.
Of him with her clothes on.
Yep.
And then there's the mugshot. And wow, so creepy.
Very creepy.
Yeah.
And then he wanted a hug.
Right. Hugs. Mm-hmm.
She calls her boyfriend. Boyfriend shows up. Yeah. Problem resolved.
Wanted to hug him.
Yeah. He said, you're so pretty.
I'm going to hug your neck.
I'm going to hug you.
Yeah. I'm going to act like you're a mountain lion and I'm a runner in Colorado. Uh-huh.
Right.
Or a vape pen.
Right. Yeah.
And explode on you.
Here. Use my vape pen.
That's so weird.
Very.
Like, I want to know, how did he eat? How did he go to the bathroom?
Right.
How did he get in?
How did he get in is a good one.
Right. How did he fit in her shoes?
Right.
He looks very tall.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, he looks thin and she looks big.
Mm.
So,
yeah.
And he's taller than her.
Yeah.
Right.
And when did he accessorize? Like, when he wore that one shirt, did he matching shoes? Stuff like that.
Right. Jewelry. Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, did he do an AJ? Was he taking weird selfies of himself? Like,
probably.
Lying in bed, like, all sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And then said, I'm doing it because it's funny. It's funny.
Yeah.
No, if his name was Drew, probably. Because Drew is a funny name.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Drew's a funny name, Drew.
This is a big problem.
Big time problem. Huge. So weird.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
He kind of does look like the guy from Silence of the Lambs.
And then you come out. Oh, the Wild Bill?
I didn't notice
Wild
that.
Bill.
He puts the lotion on the skin and gets the hose again.
He puts the girl's clothes on the body.
How do you get to that point in your life? I'm going to break into this room.
Right. Oh, look, this fits.
Hide in the closet.
This fits. Oh, this fits, too. You know, it would look really good, these pumps right here.
She must have a lot of stuff in the closet. If he could hide out in there, she could walk in, pick out some clothes, and not see him.
Right, exactly.
Like, did she walk in, and she's like, oh, I think I'll wear... And then this dress comes out.
He hands it to her.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, thank you.
Right. Thank you, Thing.
Thanks, Ghost.
You're welcome.
Mm. This also
Wait,
can't
who said that?
Thanks, Drew.
No one.
I'm a ghost. I'm a clothes ghost.
Where's that handprint from? That apartment must be real clean. Like, right. Pam would never spot a handprint and say, where'd that handprint come from?
No.
Usually it's from her.
Dumbass News. Chaz and AJ. 99.1 PLR.
Oh, that's nice.
Check that out.
Do you not like that, Phil? Oh, too much sound at
what
the
end. What are we
end.
At a tech
what
convention?
Is this?
What the hell's going on?
There was there was too much sound at the end. A vape pen exploded and killed a person in Texas.
Yeah, that's a first.
I'm like, this can't be possible. And now Nikki in Hamden says it happened to her, but fortunately she didn't die. Nikki, what happened?
Hi, guys. Yeah, so what happened to my husband like 4 years ago? He had the battery in his pocket, so he had like the vape pen, and then he had an extra battery, which was in his pocket. And we were like walking to the car, and it just exploded. Like we heard, it sounded like a bottle rocket. It was like a hissing noise, and it just exploded, and it was, entire leg, like his pants melted to his leg, like it was insane. It burns 18% of his body.
Wow.
What?
God.
Yeah. So there's a rock in my pocket.
Yeah.
I mean
18%?
18% of his body was one of the worst burns, you know, because this has happened like a few times. He's not the first one, but he has like one of the worst. So we have a big lawsuit going on, and yeah, it's crazy.
Damn.
So he got burned in that area, huh?
It missed the essentials, luckily,
gotcha.
But...
It missed the essentials.
He's going to call him Richard. Richard Burns.
Jeez.
Trevor, no.
Yeah, and so, you know, his grandmother is neurotic, and I bought a vape pen the other day. And so we got home last night, and that article from that guy was printed out twice. Printed out and, like, sat...
It's funny. The clip that we played from that guy was his grandmother.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm seeing a pattern here. Grandmas and vape pens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's funny.
That's insane. And, who is it that has to measure the body percentage?
Exactly.
I guess the doctors.
That's a sucky job, right?
Let's get the new guy in here. Hey, yeah, go find out how much of that was burnt.
He didn't burn that one area, right? Because I'm going to go in there. No.
Would that be 18% or 19.5? Let me round it off to 18.
Right.
Yeah, 18 looks about right, boss. Right.
I'm going to call you Charlie. How's that?
And so did he have a lot of ointment? Was it, can't really do anything after that, right?
And it itches for a while, too.
It took him for like a year to recover fully.
Wow. A year?
Yeah.
A year.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I get kicked down there. It takes me 2 weeks.
Yeah. So. and then was he in the hospital for a lot of days?
He was in the hospital for about a week and a half.
That tells you it's bad.
Right.
Because you have a baby now. They roll you out the second that baby's out.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, goodbye.
Yeah.
They tried to. At first, they tried to kick him out like after 3 days.
Right.
And he came right back because it was like infected. And he's like, we can't do this.
Just put lotion down there. He's used to it anyway.
Yeah. I'm glad he's okay. And thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
All right, good.
All right, Nikki.
Well,
I didn't know vape pens were so dangerous.
I had no idea.
Huh.
I had no idea.
Had no idea.
And they smell so
Street
good,
Pete, Terry said he lit himself on fire.
Really?
Yeah, in high school, I got to Arcaner Tech in Waterbury, which was a vocational school. I got into the auto body class. But I was always a knucklehead from birth.
Okay. It all stayed down
there. The adventures of Street Pete.
Right.
So I spilt thinner on my shirt, and I'm like, how cool would this be if...
No.
If I struck the striker, because in auto body we used to use a torch.
Yeah, for the torches.
Yeah, I said, how cool would this be if it caught on fire? I figured I could put it out.
Exactly right. So
very cool. How cool would it be if I lit myself on fire
this
right now?
Is before the days of like where you cell phoned it and you had a viral video. This is just you have to tell your friends what you did over and over again. You could just done that, but good.
At a state school.
Right.
So I'm flicking the striker and I'm like, it ain't working. I fluck it one time.
You fluck it.
Fluck
it. I thought you said fluck.
You flucked yourself, Pete. That's what you flucked.
I flucked up.
And my shirt goes up. And it's 80s, and now my hair looks like Rick James because I'm wearing the gel.
I'm Rick James, bitch. I'm on fire, bitch.
So my shirt goes on fire, and then my hair starts to catch on fire.
Wow, you're like Rick James and Richard Pryor all at once.
And Michael Jackson. His hair went on fire,
And Michael Jackson.
Right.
I'm trying to put it out,
And that's where that dancing came from.
He was moonwalking. Holy crap.
So they thought I was trying to kill myself. And they ended up throwing me out.
They tree out.
Because my behavior
is exactly what you do to someone who's trying to commit suicide.
It's not very
vocational. Get out of here.
It's not very vocational to try and kill yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it's vocational, not, you know, end your life goal.
All right. Call in with how you lit yourself on fire. So we got a guy who was killed by a vape pen. And then we had a phone call from Hamden. A guy was burnt 18% of his body by a vape pen.
Right.
And then Street Pete lit himself on fire. In auto body class.
Right, I'm seeing a pattern here.
I can see why they thought he was committing suicide.
Right.
It was a...
Wait. Okay. Your shirt gets soaked in turpentine, and then you grabbed a welding flicker.
Right.
Wouldn't it be funny if I lit myself on
fire? Right. Right. At first, it was a Buddhist monk protesting.
That's right.
But it turns out not. Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to do things like that as kids all the time.
Yeah.
Like light stuff on fire.
Yeah, right. Crazy stuff. But you know what? You take the shirt off, then you light it.
Right. Yeah. Keyword next time.
Just mental note.
Right. Okay. Take the shirt off, then set it on fire.
Right. You got an A in welding class.
Right. They called Marshall for a while.
Let's go with Will in West Haven. You had an e-cigarette?
Yep, I did.
And what happened?
Well, I was at a doctor's office working, putting some cabinets. It was in my pocket. It was like one of the bigger ones. It wasn't like a little tool or anything. But I felt like a rush of air. It felt like, there was a torch in my pants, and smoke was everywhere. So I dropped my pants, and there was a bang. And I'm like, what the hell is that?
Damn.
This sounds like the soundtrack of a porn.
Exactly right.
I had a blowtorch in my pants.
Yeah, fire
took him off.
Took him off,
and then
it was basically that.
It was chlamydia.
It was basically that because I walked into the doctor's office with my pants off, hanging out for the whole world to see, screaming, and all the nurses just start screaming. They're like, "Oh my god, I'm bleeding all over the place." My entire left leg, from my hip all the way down to my ankle, was third-degree burns.
From an e-cigarette. The E stood for emergency, by the way.
I didn't realize these were so dangerous.
Yeah, I had no idea.
They're volatile. The lithium batteries in them will literally explode. It's nuts.
Damn, there's going to be a class action lawsuit.
You better smoke it.
Yeah.
I quit smoking.
Yeah.
That's how I quit. Good.
Yeah, you quit for your health.
Exactly.
And then you kill yourself with a vape
pen. I'm buying a pack of cigarettes when I get out of here.
All right, well, thank you.
Cheaper to cigarettes. Have a good one, man.
All
you
right,
too,
brother.
Yes, bye.
Mark from East Hampton. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, hi. I was calling in about the catching on fire.
Yes.
Why are we here?
All right. So I was in high school, and my buddy had a cabin way out in the woods, and we were all at a party. My one buddy was blowing gasoline out of his mouth.
Gene Simmons.
So he did it two times, and we're watching, and you could see he's got gas dripping down his chin. He's got it on his shirt.
Not good.
Third time he did it,
his whole face lit right up on fire, his chest on fire. Everybody at the party froze.
Mm. Oh, I've seen him now. He's in those Nightmare on Elm Street movies.
His name is Ash, yeah.
it was bad. So everybody just froze. I jump over some logs or whatever. I tackle him. I'm patting out his face, like getting down. I have his skin on my fingers.
Ah! That's gross.
That's so scary.
On my fingers.
We bring him to the house where the party was, get him in the shower, and we're like, oh, man, this isn't good. Call his dad. He ends up going to the spends a week at the Bridgeport Burn Unit, and, I mean, he's a pretty fun kid, good spirits. He comes back to school the next week or two, and he's, you know, walking around like a mummy. His face is all wrapped up, so...
Mm.
When's the next party? It was fun. I got so lit. No.
Jesus.
Well, yeah,
I've seen people do it with lighter fluid, cigarette lighter fluid, but gasoline.
Gasoline, that's hardcore, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yep, and the prices nowadays, forget about it.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
That's what a dad would say. How much money did you spend on this friggin' gas you're wasting?
Yeah, for Christ's sake, man. Where can we have you friggin' jerking? Use lighter fluid on what Pete used the other day.
Use turpentine at the school.
That's shot class stuff. What are you doing at a party?
All right.
All right, well, thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Every morning.
Thank you, brother. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Bye.
Tom in Durham.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? So great show.
Thank you. Did you go to school with Pete?
I don't think so.
Okay, it sounds like you should have. Go ahead.
Yeah, maybe. So we're in science class, and, you know, they had the Bunsen burners on the desks back in seventh grade. And this big kid used to pick on me every day. He would chase me and beat me. And when one day... he was behind me with his back turned. So I took the hose off the Bunsen burner supply and just lit the flame.
Oh my God. The flame
went across the work area and lit him on fire.
Oh, my God.
Like a flamethrower.
Seriously, yeah.
Flamethrower,
yeah.
Yeah, I was out of school for about 3 weeks.
Mm. Laughing.
Nobody really burns my ass, that kid.
He never touched me again.
Well, no, that'll do it.
It's all cinders. I went to smack my hand just in the grave.
Yeah, well, he was in a body cast for a year.
Exactly. As soon as I got out of here, you're so turned.
Last thing he heard was, what's that noise? Oh, it's me.
You smell something cooking?
Something smells good.
6 feet across the room.
Well,
damn.
Never piss you off.
No. Did you ever get sued for that?
No, just spent a lot of time at home for the next 3 weeks.
Gotcha.
Different time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, different time.
Yeah, yep. Now they'd get your dad's house, mom and dad's house.
Everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
All right, thank you, brother.
All right, thanks, guys.
Oh, you lit yourself on fire.
Or somebody else, apparently.
Or somebody else.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Ryan in the car lit himself on fire with hairspray. That sounds interesting.
Oh,
I know. Ryan?
Sounds 80s.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what were you trying to kill, spider or what?
No, so when I was about 10 years old, just for fun, I would light myself on fire with, you know, hairspray, do the whole flamethrower thing with an axe bottle. And one day I didn't have
you know, hold on 1 second. I just need a pause and just point out that we've been doing this for a long time, and I never heard anyone say, and I've heard it twice today, I thought I'd light myself on fire for fun.
Exactly. These are dumb things that guys think about now when they're bored.
Yeah. Now, when Street Pete said, I'm like, man, this guy's crazier than I thought.
Right.
But apparently, this is a normal thing.
Yeah. We think of these stupid ideas when we're bored.
Yeah. All right. I lit myself on fire for fun. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I didn't have Axe, which was my preferred flame of choice.
Right.
So
body spray, right?
I used Paul Mitchell, which was in just a bottle, and I used it for a little bit. And I go, you know what? I'm just gonna light the top on fire. Boy. So I took a lighter to it, and once you light it, there's only one way for the flame to go. I burnt my entire hand and threw the bottle as it was lighting on fire. And I was indoors at this point, and it went all over my bed, all over my floor.
Yeah,
everything was on fire.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
it smelled great.
First off, I got in trouble. And second off, I slept with my hand in ice water for 3 days before my parents figured it out.
Oh,
I was trying not to get in trouble.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
Jeez.
Cool. And, hey, can I make a quick comment on these vapes?
Yeah.
Hey, these things are volatile as hell. I mean, I make railroad heaters, which is essentially a bigger element than what vaping is.
What do you make? What heaters?
Railroad heaters?
Railroad heaters.
What is that?
They actually heat the track switches.
Gotcha.
To keep them from going. Like Chicago was doing with the fire.
Right.
I don't know if you heard about that story.
Yeah, we talked about it.
We use electricity. You know, we're in the 20th century at least.
Okay.
Anyways, the amperage that these little coils need to boil this nicotine gel that they use, it's way too high, and they're pushing the limits of these batteries, like way beyond the point that they should. I mean, I've purposely blown them up, you know, just to show my friends they really are dangerous.
Holy
you know,
crap.
And it's not necessary to do what these people are doing for these giant clouds.
Pete's writing down, get vape pen.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.